Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Brandon Mancini, and welcome to season one, episode one of our new Radiation Oncology podcast entitled Rad Onc on the Run. As noted, my name is Brandon Mancini. I'm a radiation oncologist by background. Currently serve as medical director at Banff Health in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where I specialize in radiopharmaceutical therapies, and also serve as clinical associate professor, Department of Radiology, Michigan State University College of Human Medicine. And it's an honor and privilege to host this new upcoming and exciting podcast where we're going to focus a lot on important radiation oncology topics, presented by Cancer Network, where we dive into a lot of unique topics that are very interesting to radiation oncologists from a technology perspective, from a disease management perspective, and far beyond. So, honor and privilege to be here, and we're going to have a lot of fun for the foreseeable future. Right now, as far as additional background, I have particular interest in treating prostate cancer and neuroendocrine tumor, specifically in the radiopharmaceutical space. And previously, after graduating in residency from Yale New Haven Hospital, Yale School of Medicine back in 2016, I've worked as at a community affiliate practice for University of Michigan as a more generalist in a small radiation oncology practice. I've also worked in a slightly larger radiation oncology private practice where I was a disease subspecialist within GU and GI malignancies before taking my current position here at Banff Health over the last 4 years. So, more robust background as far as both in academia as well as in private practice, and then obviously embarking on this new venture in the world of radiopharmaceutical therapies as the full focus of my work each and every day. Currently, I also serve as the editor at large for the Rad Onc Review, which is a new oncology journal presented by Cancer Network. And again, very excited to be here and be a part of this new initiative for cancernetwork.com. So, just as a brief overview of what the podcast will discuss throughout our time together in future episodes, we definitely want to ensure we're reviewing key radiotherapy data that is emerging from research and all the latest oncology conferences and meetings, whether that's ACRO, ASCO, ASTRO, and beyond. We want to ensure that this is a vehicle for providing you with that information that you can rely on to review the most salient information and data that's presented at all of our national and international meetings. So, from an education and review perspective, this can be a resource in the future that you can rely on to stay up to date on any changes in the oncologic management of patients, specifically in the radiation oncology space and beyond. We also want to make sure that we're continuing to cover how radiation oncologists can collaborate with other team members to optimize a patient's treatment plan. Obviously, each and every day, we interact with surgical oncologists, medical oncologists, dieticians, social workers, genetics, et cetera. And we're going to cover and talk with and speak with and work with a lot of these individuals on future episodes of this podcast to make sure that we have that comprehensive review of the salient features within radiation oncology to help us become better physicians, providers, and help serve our patients better, both now and in the future as things continue to evolve. We also want to make sure that we're covering unique attributes of radiation oncology from a safety and administration perspective, whether that's billing and policy, whether that's mitigating adverse effects from treatment, novel technologies, novel approaches to radiation therapy. Those are things that are going to continue to be a focus of what we're doing each and every day here. And again, both myself and other guests will have discussions to kind of elaborate on a lot of these topics. We also want to hear from you. If there's something particularly in the radiation oncology space that you'd like a special guest interviewed regarding or topic covered on this podcast, we want to make sure that we're serving as a resource in covering the data and the information that you are interested in. And so, making sure you reach out to us through cancernetwork.com and other avenues with any feedback. I also want to take a moment to discuss the new oncology journal called the Rad Onc Review, which is launching this March 2026. We've had some submissions already, which are fantastic. And this is really presented by oncology as a radiation oncology specific journal that's going to fill a gap in that radiation oncology space, published quarterly. And it is a PubMed indexed journal under oncology. So it is an exciting opportunity. Whether you have original research, reviews, case studies, and more, we're currently accepting all submissions. And if you go to cancernetwork.com and search for RADONC review. You'll be able to find out more information and consider submission. Again, currently accepting submissions. Would love to review articles and have that opportunity for publishing and showing off your work and being a part of pushing the field forward within the radiation oncology space. This will continue to evolve over time as well. And we appreciate those that submit and potentially would even be interested in being involved on our review board or review articles over time and so forth. So, very exciting for 2026 here with cancernetwork.com, both the launch of this podcast and the RADONC Review Journal. So, lots of additional resources within the radiation oncology space to ensure that radiation oncologists continue to have a voice, continue to have a focused resource that they can rely on to advance the field and continue to have traction within that space. As we know, about 50 to 60% of patients receive radiation therapy during their cancer journey. So, continuing to enhance the coverage within radiation oncology and ensure that its importance is reviewed on a routine basis is very important and something we aim to do here. What the podcast hopes to achieve is really, again, bringing attention to the RADONC world and audience. Like with the RADONC Review Journal, the podcast is going to strive to shine a light on the importance of radiation oncology with each and every episode. And as noted, we will also be going beyond just radiation oncology as a specialty to be all-inclusive, to keep you up to date with techniques, challenges, and others within the management of patients with cancer. So it's going to be a very exciting and comprehensive type of review. We want to share expert-led, high-level insights on the latest advancements in radiation therapy modalities, considerations for elevating the efficacy and safety of treatment, strategies for fostering multidisciplinary collaboration between radiation oncology and others, and really capture a variety of perspectives to show how widely applicable radiation therapy can be. As noted, about 50 to 60% of patients do receive radiation therapy throughout their cancer journey, so it's very important to continue to have a voice in this space. We're hopeful for tumor board style case discussions, a multidisciplinary review of certain topics and cases so that we can get all the voices in the same room in a collaborative means to have a really good discussion for things that we face each and every day in clinic. We're going to, again, ensure that we're reviewing all of the important information from all the salient radiation oncology and just oncology in general meetings so that everybody can have a go-to resource for continued up-to-date information within the specialty and an on-time delivery of that information so you can have a resource to understand exactly what was presented in real time at these meetings so that we can move forward as a field. We're going to ensure that we're covering all the hot topics within radiation therapy. 2025, there was a lot of buzz for radiation therapy in benign conditions such as osteoarthritis. Radiopharmaceutical therapy, theranostics, continues to evolve and have a lot of buzz around it. And things such as MRI-guided radiation therapy, adaptive radiation therapy, and beyond, making sure that we're getting the experts in front of you to hear from them, learn from them, and understand how these topics apply to your patients and the knowledge that you can gain from that information so that you're serving your patients the best you can each and every day. Our additional potential guests will be, again, specialists from other specialties: surgical oncology, gynecologic oncology, medical oncology, scientists, patient advocates, patients, industry, and more. And so it's going to serve as that comprehensive opportunity to review a lot of salient topics in the radiation oncology space. And we're really excited for the opportunity to provide this information, present these episodes. And again, I can't overemphasize that we truly want to hear from you. We want to talk to the people that you want to hear from. We want to cover the topics that you want to cover so that we can provide that information and that focus that is going to help you be successful. And that's going to provide interest and insight into what you do each and every day, enhance your ability for patient care as a radiation oncologist or a provider in and of itself. So, definitely incredibly excited for this opportunity. Again, RADONC on the run. This is season one, episode one. We're excited for many episodes in the future, and we look forward to this journey together. And until next time, I'm Brandon Mancini, and we'll see you shortly.